Twerk it out. Twerk it out. Twerk it out.
Am I twerking
out? Oh no, because the last time, remember what happened?
What happened?
You accidentally wrote a dick. Like a BMX. Hey, it's the Little Mo Show. I'm your host, Little Mo.
And this is your co-host, Skeet Carter, and we are at the Little Mo Show podcast. It's going down. Welcome.
Man, welcome back to America. Don't catch us slipping up. This is America. Don't catch us slipping up.
Hold on, let me do it.
If anybody shoot you sideways the way the ball did, bruh, don't even die. It's going to whoop their ass. But anyway, no, I said welcome back to America because you was just in Bermuda. Is that in America? Or is that like
I had
Florida?
To use the passport. You know,
oh, really?
I had to use the passport.
What name did you go under, Jason Bourne?
No, I wonder.
I know you be switching up.
No, I only got my government and my stage name. You know, that's it.
Yeah.
And we ain't going to get into that today. But Bermuda was dope. It was very expensive, though.
Yeah, it's almost like expensive like Hawaii. I've never been.
You never, but listen, all right, just put it like this. A medium pizza is 20.
What's a medium pizza like?
A medium, our medium pizza is $20.73 over there. You know, so
I started Ramadan early.
And they don't sell slices.
Oh, they sell whole pies.
I said slice. They said, what?
We don't do something. What do they speak? Bermudian?
It's like a.
It's kinda, America.
It's like
though.
An island slash, like a. Not African, but a.
It's like, is it by Florida?
No, it was like two hours away. It's not
I keep
far.
On thinking Bermuda is where Rihanna's from, but that's Bahamas.
She from Bahamas?
Yeah.
I don't know where. I just know her forehead. I like her forehead. Remember she didn't know how to hide it before?
Yeah.
It was like she came out when she first came out when the rain.
She was like the young shot.
On the umbrella, when the rain was coming on the umbrella, that's when her forehead was like real big. She not covered, but now she not.
Now she a good girl. She done gone bad.
Do it.
And now she know how to camouflage it.
I know. I like, and her lingerie line just came out.
Savage Fenty.
That was dope.
I got a direct connect. I got a plug over there. So I was like, can you send me a package? Because I want to make sure that I can prance around the house and be sassy.
Okay.
For my people.
That's good. That's good. You do that.
Do you like lingerie?
I like boy shorts. I don't really like the thong. It's just like, just the whole ass is out. Give me like the boy shorts.
I think that give you like a raw patch.
Where?
A thong. I don't know.
Like the thong
like
too much. That's corn. That's some old
you
stuff. You wear the string
just
all up there.
All on it. Now, anybody who say that thing is comfortable.
I like the cheek hang out the bottom. There's something about that just do something to me. It's like, oh, you like poke.
So boy shorts and a cheeky, that's the same thing, right?
What's a cheeky? I don't know.
Wait, boy shorts, that's just like if I wear your boxers, right?
No. Boy shorts is a panty.
It's a panty short.
But it's like, it's put up and
so
your,
it's not
your cheek
bloomers.
Hang out the bottom.
So what you like about that?
It's just give you like another, like, it's like a, it's like, ooh, we got more to it. You got to come find it though. You know what I'm saying?
And then you can like, just like,
thong
put,
is
instead
just
of pulling
out.
To the side, you go open the flap open and just.
I seen all of those too. That's too creative. They got the one of the panties that you can eat and all that. You see
why do they have crotchless panties? Might just take the whole thing off.
But that's kind of dope too. Because it's like, you just pop through it.
Just peek on through.
Yeah, you know, but I don't know how we got there. But
yeah, no, because I'm so happy that you're back. No, because every time you're about to fly back, because you're touring real heavy, like your career is like really.
I'm trying.
You
I'm
up
trying
here,
to,
like.
I'm trying to be a super, you Superwoman, I'm trying to be Superman.
Nah, we doing some
down.
Big things over here.
Yeah, but
and
I just
there's
got
a lot
back.
Of things that I heard, so I'm like, I'm glad the way. The evolution of Skeet,
right,
and just like everything that you got going on, and in the comedic world,
yes.
Everybody thinks it's all fun and games, but there are a lot of things that happen, and mm-hmm. a lot of times, you know, I always wonder what would you do if that happened to you.
Right.
Case in point.
What's up?
Let's get into that's what I heard.
That's what I heard.
Because Bill Cosby.
Woo! Yeah, he's a comedian.
Yeah.
But the jokes ain't no more jokes.
Yeah, he was found guilty.
Yeah.
So what happened before that he was allowed to? Remember he acted like he was blind at the thing, and then
he is not blind. You see him walking out of court now. He was like, yeah. he seen something we ain't seen. He was like, hold on.
I don't know what type of time he was on. Then I saw the statement that his wife released. One thing I love about her
is that
she just always always stay low. Honestly, the way they had Claire Huxtable be, that's how Camille, his wife, is in real life. I've never met her in real life. I never even met Bill Cosby in real life.
I never met him.
Have you ever met him in real life? He's from Philly.
I never met him.
Lower Merion.
I never met him.
Really?
No, I didn't go to Temple. None of that. I never met him.
Well, they took all his stuff back. They took all the honorary doctorates and degrees and stuff like that. Do you think that's fair?
What I think about the whole situation is wrong is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not taking, like, if that man did something wrong, he had to suffer the consequence from it.
Yeah.
But my thing is, it happened so long ago, and back in that time, You know, it's like people saying that he drugged them. They don't have any proof that, you know, they were drugged. Like, he was Bill Cosby. He was getting, people was giving him yams.
And I could, I could imagine the yamage because.
Like, right, or say they like, say, listen to this, right? Yeah. Now, case in point, if you, we dating or you come to my house,
gotcha.
I might have some wine set up, might have a hookah.
Sort of like, yeah.
Hookah, that's the thing, right?
Sort of like this.
So what about 10 years from now, they say hookah was something that would make women lightheaded
and honestly,
make them want to have sex and they didn't want to have it. No, this 10 years now.
Ahead.
So now you
got
like, yeah, Ski brought me over.
These hookahs, he had the hookah, bubble gum and soda.
The flavor was sex on the beach, and the next thing I know, I'm having sex on this bed. And now I'm like, how does that work? You know, because they were all taking that kind of drug back in the day, whatever that drug they say it was.
I was gonna say propofol. What was the name of that
called,
stuff? Quaaludes.
Yeah,
which honestly is like the modern day equivalency, Molly's, ecstasy, Percocet, Xanax. So back then they would put it in their drink, and I guess that was that to make the sex better, or was he knowingly make you, who want to have sex with a sleeping or dead ass body
anyway?
I don't
know. But my thing is, he get the person that he's got found guilty on is the worst looking person out of all.
Don't she look like Caitlyn Jenner though?
She look worse than that. And that's the part that I know he's sick about that. That's why he walked out of court. I can't believe.
That's why
I got caught with this one like this.
They was like cute back in the day, but I was like, I understand because a lot of women, honestly, I could say, because of where I come from, I wasn't ever raped, but I was molested at a young age. And so you either, they say there's no middle. You're either promiscuous or you become a recluse.
Right.
I would say I became more recluse because I wore big clothes just to hide my body. Because I was like, I don't ever want you to think like, oh, just because something I wear, that means I'm invited.
Right, exactly.
But I would say now that I'm an artist in an entertainment field, I literally see women throw themselves at men.
Right.
And they say, well, just because they do that, or because you wear the boy shorts, or you wear a thong, or you say, I ain't got no panties on, that don't mean that's an invitation for you to get this work, these
Understandable.
So it's like, if Bill Cosby, because now it's everybody's a comedian, but when Bill was out, it was just him, Richard Pryor, Red Fox, who else? Eddie Murphy, because everybody used to beef with Bill, but Bill was like one of the most powerful.
He was the guy.
So honestly, you knew. Everybody already knew he was married with Camille and Jell-O Pudding Pops and all of that stuff. So you knew when you was going to his house or wherever you were invited to, what type of time it was on.
Right.
Like, let's not be stupid. So I'm not taking his side.
Not either.
But it's just like,
he
out of pocket. Because first of all, you married.
Mm-hmm.
So that the adultery
She's
and
saying
that's
married,
it.
Guys. Married.
Yeah.
Good.
M-A-R-R-I-E-D, married. Hmm. The fact that you cheated on your wife, that's what I have a problem with.
Right.
That other stuff is like, you already know when an artist invites you somewhere, I would have walked in that bitch and be like, first of all, I wouldn't have went by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go to no man, nothing by myself.
Right.
Second of all, I'd be like, where's your wife at? No, like, what type time you on, William? H. Cosby.
Right.
Like,
my thing is, he's about to die. So now
you're he's out of here.
That's what I'm saying. So you about to lock this guy up and he's gonna die in prison. Like, that's
Is he going to jail? Is he gonna be in the house?
Because
we drove past his house.
Well,
and you can't see it.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. But even if he shouldn't. I don't think that, and I'm not saying what he did was good or was right, but I don't think the man deserves to die in prison after all of this time, all the things
passed.
He accomplished, all the good things that he's done. Y'all taking his awards from him. Y'all didn't take this money back that he gave out and stuff that he donated and all that stuff. So certain stuff is good and certain stuff is not.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why?
He taking his TV, his shows off of television, but you had the guy, what was the white guy that was giving people, he had HIV normally.
Charlie Sheen.
He's giving.
He out here
women.
Rawing these hoes,
and
he's still on 2.5 men.
That's a crime.
Yeah,
crime.
But that's like almost attempted murder because you willingly and knowingly had sex with these people, and
his
he was married to that lady.
It's still 2.5 men still on.
And that joke funny as hell, but it's
but,
just like,
you know, just stuff like that.
But a lot of people are saying, why y'all ain't throwing the book or the shoe at Harvey Weinstein? He looked like a slob.
You know why?
He just looked crazy to me. First of all, I don't care how much money he got. I don't even want. He just looked like he stink. He looked like his hair smells like butt. He just looks like something to me, and it just makes me so mad. But everybody's coming out the woodwork like, yo, he tried to holler at me. But a lot of people said they fell for it back in the day,
right?
Because let's just be real, a lot of times you couldn't get no work if you wasn't working out things on the casting couch,
right?
And now I'm glad that a lot of that is coming to the forefront, which leads me to now R. Kelly. You see the whole Me Too movement, Ava DuVernay and Jussie Smollett and everybody coming out. They said they want to pull R. Kelly's music from everything,
right?
Because They say he was nasty. He's a nasty man. But everybody was singing, I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the damn sky. Think about it every night and damn day. Spread my wings and fly away. And now they want to yank that. Everybody that graduated that year when it came out was singing that.
Well,
that
they graduated.
And everybody in church was singing that.
I used to think that I will not go without singing too.
Low-key, I think you want to be a singer because you be singing.
Nah.
If I can see it. He's one of the greatest artists of our time, from 12 what? Play to Step in the Name of Love
you can't take,
everything he's done. So
you know, you know the post that they have and they give you all the artists and they said which one would you do it out of and take them away
and
their
them.
Music. No, oh, like yeah, like you can't R. Kelly, you can't take, I don't care what you say about, you can't take R. Kelly.
What is he
away.
Actually accused of? It was,
well, first of all, it's about the
he's
young
never
girls,
did any jail
about
time.
The girls
I'm
that's been in
jail.
The basement and stuff like that.
They say he has a cult.
They are women that were signed for by the parents. They were under, they were signed. The parents knew about it. They was
that's
receiving money.
Too.
Cause when them kids got picked up by R. Kelly, they was in church like, yeah, you know, my daughter, she got a
one
new
one of them.
Friend
they said the father played an instrument for him on tour and willingly took his daughter
you know
there and almost like forced her to go. Allegedly was like, you know, you gonna go cause I gotta keep my job. And then when she moved in that basement, they said the father got fired and that's when he started telling.
Is it true? I don't. I just think that you know, like put it like this: if you're working a job, right, holidays. Come right Thanksgiving you working at Walmart, you can't make it to Thanksgiving because you working at Walmart, you got to do a double whatever your manager tell you to do.
Yeah,
their job was to be in the house. He didn't want them to go home for Thanksgiving, so now the parents is upset.
Are you serious?
I'm just saying, this is the same thing. This was their job to be in the basement. You as the parent, you signed for them to be in the basement. Now they couldn't come home for the holiday because they was working a double.
But I think they want, like, are they getting paid to live in the basement?
They get money? They
how much?
Broke.
I wonder how much it is.
Because
don't I look young? I'm too old.
Well,
right
you want to be in the basement?
I'm 63.
You want to be in the basement?
No, but I'm not sending my daughters there. But what's crazy is that, like, now all this stuff is coming out. They call it what they call it? Me Too. But a lot of people are saying, why now? Like, after we done fell in love with people and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Now it's just like, huh, it's crazy. Meek Mill is free. So that's what they say. Meek got free and that they're
taking
Bill Cosby. Yeah, they're going to take Bill Cosby.
Meek is home. I can't.
He's been in Florida ever since they let him.
Who, Meek?
Yeah.
Living
his best life.
But I'm going to say one thing about me. I'm so happy that he's out. And the more interviews he do, I see that he's learning more how to speak on what he wants to talk about. Because when he first came out,
what would that man, what he say?
I don't know. He just was like, yeah, so how do you feel now? He's like, because people need to, you know, it's people like me out here. Like, you know, it just was like nothing. It was like, I'm like, nigga, somebody tell him what to say. He need his publicist.
Yeah, PR,
somebody. So, but now I've seen some more interviews and he's definitely holding down and being a voice of reason on what's going on, you know, with people on parole.
And he has some heavy, heavy top of the line.
He had like 6-7 lawyers, right?
Not only that, the people that were speaking on his behalf,
right,
from
the
governor, the commissioner,
Sixers owners, the football player, like it was just a whole bunch. And like he was saying, if it took him that long to get out as a celebrity with all of those lawyers, all of that backing, imagine how many people are in prison that can't get out and they don't have anybody. You
they need Annalise Keating, because that's what they was doing on
How to Get Away with Murder.
She was like working on getting people out of jail because they was locked up.
They picked them up in a helicopter.
That was so lit.
In a chopper.
That was so lit. Was the owner of the Sixers?
Yeah.
That's so lit.
Yeah, you could tell he just came home. You saw the t-shirt he had on under his jersey.
Oh, that Joe was a mock neck. But what was crazy was, the lady, the judge, Brinkley, now she trying to act like, he could go out, but now I need to know within 72 hours in advance. Like, she really, her days are numbered where she has to let her, what they call, Pharaoh, let my people go. Because you just hanging on by a thread, right, sis. And I want to really put her in touch with my glam team, because whoever doing her wigs, it looked like she wear a jacket on top of it. Like, you know when you running from the rain? Like, her joke don't be lit. And I think this is the most media and attention that she's gotten. And honestly, I don't like going against other sisters, but the way, like, she just kept on saying, nope.
So you think it's going to make her a better?
I think she's going to start doing interviews and stuff once everything is over.
You think she's going to ride off of the publicity?
Heck yeah,
and stuff
she's
she
loving every minute and piece of publicity that she's getting from this. Reason being is because, like, I wasn't there, but allegedly on the inside, like, she's using her power to the maximum. Like, they're saying, like, sis, like, you drawing Right. And that's what you're saying, feeling like, feel like you're doing too much.
You're doing too much.
She, like, what he's actually locked up for and the cop, right, all that stuff, like, sis, it's not even that serious. Like, let that ball go. Let him, for popping a wheelie.
Right. But, yeah, that's crazy. I ain't even, we can't make sense of it if the judge can't, so.
And they're saying, like, jail is just basically a new form of slavery, mentally, physically, and emotionally.
What's that? You want to get into that or you want to get into this? I think this would be.
Which one?
This, I got to talk about this right here.
Oh,
can
God.
Can I please talk about, you know, this new era of hip-hop, man.
And bromances. That's,
yeah, all this, you know, who this, yeah, yeah. And
he, oh, Uzi.
Yeah.
he said like this.
He be like this. He like, yeah, yeah.
And I love him.
I like Uzi too, but let me answer this question.
What?
Because people try to argue with me. I don't know, right? I know they do. I don't know if it's for
what?
Social media, it's for the world. I don't, the gay thing. Like, are they gay?
Who?
The Young Thugs, the little Uzis, they dress like women. He said, you know his excuse for buying women's clothes?
What?
He said, because I bought everything in the men's section. So he ain't got nothing else left. Wow. So what you saying? So when you saying, so, when you run out of stuff to do, you telling me you gonna go to other stuff? Is that what you're saying?
So me personally, what? Honestly, from knowing them, their sexual preference, whatever they do behind their closed doors, honestly, that's on them. But I just think that they're expressing themselves. It's like it's like they have so much money and just run out of ideas to do. I think they love the attention they garner from social media. You're right.
I like Uzi. That's my, I like, I swear.
The kids
even
love
I laugh
him.
When he, like, he when he, because he crazy.
Now
I
do. And Young Thug, too.
Now, like, it became.
And when you do that, he's my height. Well, a little bit taller than me.
But I don't understand. I just
don't
get it.
And he's the only child. Like, I think that's his mama only child, but I think her baby father. Whatever. I just think that he's expressing himself through music. Because honestly, when the Anglo-Saxons do it, we don't have a problem with it. Remember they. Something, child.
He said he's a rock star. That's what he said.
Yeah,
said,
and honestly, I'm a rock star. Hey, what he say?
I'm a rock star.
Yeah,
but you know, but
in rock, you're allowed to do whatever. Yeah. But honestly, I've never seen anybody say they've seen him with someone of the same
sex.
Seen
that. No, I never heard that either.
I just think
so. That's
that
why I was trying to argue that he's not. But then someone else was telling me.
He just
so if your son was doing, if you were doing it, does it make you? And I was like, I mean, yeah. If I was doing what he was doing, you would say that I was.
So it's almost saying like people think he's gay, but they don't think that he's in a same sex relationship. Does he just dress feminine? I don't know. Like,
and
what?
Like,
and he took.
When he licking the ice cream, you saw that video when he was licking the ice cream outside the ice cream truck?
But then they were saying they took it one over. I think Future and Young Thug have matching tattoos.
Yeah, I heard about that.
That's what I had heard too.
And
what
they said that mean that Thugger explained his relationship with Future goes beyond the music in his recent interview with Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to
They're both Scorpios, I believe.
I'm a Scorpio. I ain't got no man on me.
And you know we freaks.
Thugger. You Scorpio too?
Yes.
Oh, girl, no wonder why you wig crooked. You must was doing something for that.
It's no wig crooked. Y'all said it wasn't crooked. Don't
took
play
a deep
with me.
Dive into his Instagram and pulled up a photo of their pair riding bicycles together.
Each other's
together.
Names tatted
man,
on us.
And this nigga got each other's name tattooed on. So, and they said that's how we feel. It's forever.
Wait a second. We're going to have to take a little break and we're going to have to come back and talk about that.
That's a big break.
And we got. My sis in the building, child. You don't want to miss this, honey.
Coming up next.
It's a little mo show, baby.
OG. Make some
noise. Welcome back to the Little Mo Show. I'm your girl, Little Mo.
It's your boy, Skeet Carter.
And as promised, you know we always have someone that blesses us at the house, on the couch. To my right, to Skeet's right, is none other than the... Like I always say, one of the best singers in to grace this earth. Mm. My girl, your girl, our girl, Chrisette, Michelle. Yeah,
thank you. You're so kind. You're one of the greatest singers to grace the earth.
Man,
we know this.
Now I be knowing singers, and I've never heard you miss a note in my life.
Mm. Is that true? You never miss one? Well, she just never been around for.
You know, she's been around for a lot of shows. I've been around for a lot of hers, and she's amazing. Yeah. So
we've
thank
toured
you.
And.
Y'all both dope, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Done so much. No, but it's a lot of people that, you know, I would say the industry got the best of their voice. Mm-hmm. That's the nice way of saying it. But with you, your instrument. It just keeps getting better and better with time. Like, I was like, what made her think of that? How does she hear that note? Like, that's why I glean from you a lot. And so glad that you're able to join us on today.
Happy to.
Now, we was talking trash in the media and stuff like that. one of the most recent things before we move right along.
No, I'm too nice to say anything scary.
Don't her voice sound like she's singing? Like, I just can't be torn. Everything just sounds so mellow. Like, it's like, do you get mad at people and argue, curse people out or anything?
Yeah, I've never seen you.
Do you get upset?
You know what? Okay, so me and Mo did a show together, like, for reality, and they said that I was a librarian.
What?
So, like, that I read people.
Oh!
But that I don't raise my voice. So they say that I can, you know, say something very substantial without making a lot of noise.
Honestly, and those are the best. Those are the epic reads because it's just like a, like.
I never forget anything anybody says.
Yeah.
And so if you said something crazy before and then you try to say something crazy now, I'm not going to forget what happened before. So I'm going to say it then. Then the other thing is, if I'm really upset, I'll probably just leave.
So what part of New York are you from again?
Okay, so I'm from Long Island. Mm-hmm. Long Island is this place called Central Islip.
That's what...
And in Central Islip... Yep. Oh, yeah, that's right. So in Central Islip, a lot of, raised. You know, interesting things happen, but, you know, you couldn't even walk past a kid and bump into their arm without somebody coming at you in the hallway.
Right.
So that, you know, that's a part of who you are when you become an adult.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, you just know your limits.
I hear the New York when you just said that. When he's like, when I walk. That's New York, when
you
walk.
I'm saying?
One thing, and they say a lot of, they always give this to New York. As soon as you say you're from New York, they automatically assume that you're from Brooklyn. But I'm like, no, there are the litty parts. But a lot of people say that New York women are aggressive. And I'm like, no, that's not true all the time. But there's one thing about a woman that's from New York. When she's at her limit, it's just almost like, remember when on Color Purple, when they said, just get the kids out of here, get my babies out of here, just go on and walk because it's about to be lit.
Right.
So now that we know where you're from, let's just reintroduce everyone to who Chrisette Michelle is. If you had to sum it up to anybody who may have been hiding under a rock, like, who is Chrisette Michelle?
Long story short, I went to college in Long Island. I'm just kidding. But I got signed out of college, and I spent about 7 or 8 years on the road. Okay. I am a recording artist who travels and tours mostly.
Mm-hmm. So like, always, for real?
Yeah, that's my thing is live performance. So if I never put another album out, I would be on the stage. That's who I am. But just recently, I started my own record label, and we've been putting out my own music, so that's been pretty exciting. But
is Rich Hipster the label?
Rich Hipster started off as just a lifestyle, just something that I was calling people in Williamsburg because they had on dirty Chuck Taylors and they were rich, and I just couldn't understand why these people had all this money and dirty sneakers. And so I named them Rich Hipster. They all had businesses and stuff like that. But then I began to realize how much of that was who I am.
Gotcha.
Just a person who loves to work hard and loves to create things for people. Loves community.
So how early did you start? When did you learn you had a voice? When did you learn that you wanted people like me to hear if I had my way?
Oh, my goodness.
Ah.
You know, probably like 4. My mom had me on stage singing Jesus Loves Me at church. I went to church in Brooklyn as a kid.
Okay.
And so we had Hezekiah walking. You had to move.
Hezekiah was lit.
I mean, you had to know how to praise dance. You know, you had to get it in.
Them midnight musicals.
Yeah, serious business.
They got to go to school in the morning. Hello?
Yep, don't matter. Check it, suit, all of that.
Yep.
And so that's what taught me how to leave it on the stage.
Right.
You know, so since I was a kid, I left it on the stage, shouting all of that kind of stuff.
So I know you won talent shows. What was the first one?
You know what? I didn't win a lot of talent shows as a kid.
No.
I was in opera and jazz and all of that kind of stuff, and so it was more like singing for the state. But like in Long Island, the second high school that I went to was, I was one of 8 black kids. And so I had this low, beautiful voice. And they didn't know what that was.
Right, right.
That was like, she gets no solos. But you can join the jazz quartet. And that's when I found out about Ella Fitzgerald,
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that's how that went. I ain't singing too many times.
And a lot of people don't know, like, Long Island, even though there's the 5 boroughs, a lot of people... Like, they act like Long Island is not a part of New York, but I'm like, because honestly, Long Island is known because that's more suburbs.
Yeah.
That's where I actually was born and raised and grew up. So people used to call us the fake-ass Cosbys and stuff, but just like myself, you come from family.
Yeah. Right.
So when you decided to get in the music industry, who was the one that was just like, that just pushed you to say, all right, let's give it a stab at it? Because industry life, coming from a family, like, it's just so different.
Yeah, it's pretty intense. And like I said, I walked right into the tour bus.
Gotcha.
But I had a boyfriend at the time in college, and we were best friends, and he and I were together all the time.
Yeah.
And we started giving out demos to everybody in the city. I remember seeing Jay-Z walk down the hallway. I was sitting on a desk in the hallway of Def Jam.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, is anybody who in the hell who kept walking past. Wow. I said, okay. You know, like, I was waiting for him. You know, that was my audition. That was my big chance.
Yeah.
He probably was like, chit.
Right? But later on, I ended up getting signed by Def Jam.
Wow.
And then, obviously, put out.
Did you ever tell him, yeah, one time you was walking past?
I'm still so scared to talk, like.
For real?
Yeah, I be like that.
Telling people, I'd be like, you might have not have remembered, but I remember when I was so-and-so, and they'd be like, I don't remember. But there are certain things that happened to me in life, especially with, like, a lot of artists, I remember, and I bring it up to them. And sometimes people remember. I remember a lot of things, too. Mm-hmm. And one thing with this industry is just, like, because when you get into it, you think you just get into it, oh, I'm a sing, and everybody's going to, you know, you either like it or no, don't, but the business part.
Right.
So... there have been things that have happened in your career. You were signed to Def Jam, right?
I was signed to Def Jam,
and then
which turned over to Motown.
Got you.
And Def Jam and Motown became sort of one. Making a long story short, mm-hmm. Neo moved over from Def Jam to Motown to mentor the Motown artists. And so when they so when I heard that, I said I'll go over there with Neo because me and Neo had a great rapport.
Yeah.
A lot of things happened while I was over there, and there just became this one point where I was just like, you know what? I don't know if I want to be on a schedule all the time. I don't know if I want anybody to sort of tell me how or tell me when things need to happen.
Yeah.
And so I stood on the couch. I'll never forget. I'm standing on the couch at Def Jam. And you know me, I have on like an Audrey Hepburn t-shirt and, you know, just whimsical, trying to be, you know, serious. And I'm like, that's it. I'm finished. And I leave out of Def Jam and I walk to the end of the block and I say, Mommy, I'm going to Paris.
Wow.
Like, that was my rebellion. I'm going to Paris. And so I leave and I go to Paris for a couple of weeks and just explore. And when I came back, I recorded my final album with Def Jam called Better.
Mm-hmm.
But that was Better was kind of the time in my career where I was just like, you know what? I have my own mind and I love business.
Gotcha.
I love to create marketing. I love people. I love to create connections and relationships. I love the community, my community. I love to pull us together.
Yep.
And so starting my record label, Rich Hipster, and just a university now I have.
Yeah.
Rich Hipster
you
university.
Got like, you got the Rich Hipster University, mm-hmm. and that's like I love how you just really... you're real hands-on. It's not a big, you didn't come in here with 100 people and you really go straight to the source.
Yeah.
Have you managed to maintain through that? Because a lot of people say that's a gift and a curse.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people have management and all these people around them, but like from your mom managing you to now, who's managing you now?
So the same guy that I was in college with,
okay.
We go through all this crazy stuff and we separate for 7 years. He's now managing me again. We got married in secret almost 3 years ago.
Well, I knew.
Not a secret no more.
But she knew, yeah.
I knew.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and then we put out a new album called Out of Control. And
gotcha.
In Out of Control is the first time where I revealed I'm married.
Gotcha.
But I just felt like with everything that, you know, had happened in my life, reality TV is really what did it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, wait a minute. Everybody's going to have an opinion about everything I say.
Yeah. Right.
They're going to say my dad, you know, is too light-skinned or my brother is, you know, his breath stinks. You know, just everything's going to. And so finally, I was just like, I'm going to get married and I'm not going to tell anybody. I'm going to keep this sacred for myself.
No, yeah. That's how the industry
manager.
Is. They point fingers. Because we did do a show. We did reality TV. It was R&B Divas of L.A. And what's crazy is that...
I knew I saw y'all both together.
Yeah.
I forgot it was that show.
And a lot of people don't realize with reality TV, it's real revealing. So what you want to show, and when they edit and add it in there, do you have any regrets of doing reality TV or do... like that whole situation? Because it's crazy... 2 days ago, I just did a show with Kelly Price.
Oh.
And you know,
I know what she's going to say.
We just did a show, and I haven't seen her since 2014. But she was just, she told me straight up, she was just like, I just want you to know, for the past basically 4 years, I just wanted to let you know, like, it was never no disrespect, no love lost. I just never wanted those people, meaning the execs and the people, remember they call it the Wiz, the Wizard of Oz, the people behind the basically putting the show out in the way they edited it and making it look like crazy. I just wanted you to know that I always thought you was dope and no love lost. But do you think there was ever anything that happened with reality TV like this a misconception? Nope. Now I'm gonna go back in my show, like, because what people know Chrisette Michelle for in reality TV, then they just like, whoa, like, Kelly lost a lot of fans because of that. They was like, oh, and that's the real you. And it's just like, no, she cool, but everybody has their moments. Yeah.
That moment. You know what I learned with the reality show is that it's okay to be a girl boss, mm-hmm. and to step up to the plate. And so I did a lot of talking with the producers while I was on the show. And I would say, you know what? If you guys can't afford the venue, I'll get the venue. But how about we flip it and we do a performance instead of we all meet up at a restaurant, you know? So yeah, that was the first time
they always want
brave.
Us to eat something. And I'm like,
yeah. So yeah, that was the beginning of me putting on my big girl boy shorts.
Boy shorts.
Hey. Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people who it helped. Like with me, I would say it helped because once I learned how to. Listen, if they can control you and manipulate you, they will. Mm-hmm. But from the show, have you spoken to any of the girls since then? Because I saw Leela, but I haven't seen nobody else.
Well, you got to know this about me by now, that I'm serious about relationships.
Yeah.
They're a big deal to me because that's kind of what keeps you moving forward. You know, yeah. Somebody bounced an idea for somebody. And you, like, for instance, I said, oh, Mo, I want to do a podcast. And yeah. I'm not as good as you at it. But we went back and forth, and now you got this big, huge, monstrous movement.
Because, you know, I love to talk.
You know what I'm saying? But, you meet people and you say, okay, she's really good at that. Let me stay in my lane. Or I'm really good at this. Maybe I can bring this person with me. So yeah, still do stay in contact with the ladies. You especially.
Yeah.
Your family also. Yep. I've become, you know, closer with your family.
Yeah.
But yeah, relationships are important to me, and I've tried to keep as many as I can.
That's good. The industry, I guess this is a question for both of you ladies.
Yeah.
The industry, has it changed from when you guys first started? Is your voice more important than everything else that's going on with you? Or
wow, that's a good
like,
question.
Does that hold any weight anymore?
Because I'm 20 years in. How many years in?
This was 13.
Oof.
Yeah.
Does your voice, does vocals mean anything anymore? Do you make music for you or do you make it for everyone else?
This latest album I wrote in my prayer closet. Wow. And I wrote it as a healing for myself. Mm-hmm. So I was writing songs to heal myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I put out 12 of the songs from that prayer closet that were really personal, and I kept the rest.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're getting from me on the latest project is purely my truth. And I find that my truth comes out with vocals,
mm-hmm.
you know, but there are moments where you cannot explain things in a song. I got a song on the album called No Chorus. There's no singing in it. I had to rap the whole time because some things are so painful that you can't put a pretty melody to it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't find the words. So I'm proud of the youth right now because as crazy as the world is,
mm-hmm.
everything ain't no pretty song.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
So, you know, we get people saying, oh, young people shouldn't be, you know, recording songs like this. And well, the world shouldn't be this crazy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so sometimes you can only express things in a certain way. Maybe you got to do this to get it off your chest. Or you got to go like this to get it off your chest because the world is nuts.
Right.
It really is.
Right.
It is nuts. So much so because let's just go back because we're in 2018 and you would think that with all of these movements and everybody, you know, just girl power and just like everybody wanting freedom and as open and honest and as humble as you have been. And honestly, an open book since the day I met you, there was never a problem. You always be like, yo, if you have a problem with it, speak to me right here and there. Don't let it linger. And then we sitting up there being fake and just like, well, I didn't even know how you felt that way. So when the situation happened a couple of years back, it was just like, I'll tell you, one thing about me is when I love you, I defend you and I protect you. And so I saw when the election happened, you come under such an attack that I'm just like, wait a minute, the same people that was begging for tickets, running this and that, asking for choruses and hooks or just want to be around, suddenly, well, I don't want to be a part of that. And I honestly was hurt. And I remember I reached out and you was just like, no, I'm okay. But I'm just like, are you because I got in my bag. You know me. I'm just like, no, y'all not going to talk about her crazy like this. It doesn't have anything to do with money. At the end of the day, we're artists and we have a job to do. And I sat there and I said, but y'all are praised one, but a stone this one. Like, I saw people would go to all of Floyd Mayweather's fights, but he was right there. And now I see the same thing happen with Kanye. It's always the people that have the great opinion. You was like, just wait till they get to the end of the sentence before you say, oh, no, nobody want to hear that shit. They crazy. They out their mind. They on some bullshit. So everything you did after that, people really attacked you. How did you push through that attack? Because I tried to shield it and fight from the front lines as much as I could, so much Thank that you. People... They swapping down. Oh, she got fired from the radio station because she took a fucking set. I said, I didn't get fired from the radio station for nothing. They couldn't afford me. And they couldn't afford the fact that I drove from Philly to D.C. every day. But one thing, I protect those I love. But then it got to the point, you was just like, you know what? I'm still going to be me. They didn't attack that boy that sang the song. I said, nobody else going to get it but her. And I just felt that, like, what did they think you did wrong?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, sometimes you have intentions, right? And sometimes your intentions are taken in a way that you didn't expect them to be. And so you let people have their own experience with your offering, you know? At the end of the day, I think who I am is always going to shine bright. I think that people will come back around and see who Chris is.
Yeah.
And for the people who, you know, aren't interested in who I am, they probably never were. Do you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, the truth of the matter is I'm a beautiful person.
Yeah.
I love people. I love community. I love the Lord.
Yeah.
And I love to talk about him. And when people are hurting, I love to sing his praises and help maybe bring somebody to a better space and place. And I'm always going to be that girl. And nobody's able to take that away from me. I think people think that they can steal other people's joy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not the case with me. And so, you know... I'm excited about all the things that I was able to write down about it.
Gotcha.
Because the truth is there were moments where I said, you know, how am I ever going to say anything again? I don't want to sing anymore. You know, I don't want to sing another song. But even I was shocked when my album came together. I didn't expect to go into the studio and be able to pour out the way I was.
Yeah.
So the words that I didn't say and the things that I didn't, because you said so much, you did, and I heard you. And so many of my friends said so much, and people were adamant for me. And I kept texting people like, sis, don't worry, everything's going to be all right.
Yeah.
God gave me music again, and I'm just grateful for that. I'm grateful for that gift that he gave me for other people because it never left. It could have.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anything could happen. I could have lost my mind. Anything could
happen. Yeah, because, right. And that's why I was getting to, how did you ever get to the point and be like, what did I do? Were there any regrets or were, like, what kept your mind? There's so many people I see, because social media,
Well, Ma, I'm going to tell you right now.
The peanut gallery.
You cannot read what everybody says about you.
You're right.
I had to write down what I say about me and post that on my mirror and call myself that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when it got, so the worst is when I started saying wonderful things about every black woman I could think of.
Yeah.
My whole entire feed was beautiful things about beautiful black women.
Because
I just had to keep putting positivity back on the page, because I know positivity don't go nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Hate goes. But positivity, that sticks around. So I just knew I had to stay in a love space.
That's deep. Mm.
Yeah. No, that's real, because there are a lot of people I've literally seen lose their mind in front of the whole world. And it's always about the intent. There are some people, I'm just like, man, they be fraud. And it seems like they always get the, yeah, I'm team this person. I'm just like, they fraud. But the ones who really want to save the world, and I always tell people, I be like, yo, if Chrisette could save the world and help everybody, she would. Me, I leave people. I be like, yeah, man, y'all asses. Y'all can kiss my damn ass. That's what I tell people.
Well, I did learn a lot about that save the world mentality. And you know, at the end of the day, you can do as much as God allows you to do. And you got to leave the rest on the table. You know what I'm saying?
Because, right.
I mean, some of us have children, and we think, we gonna be able to fix every one of our kids every single, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Or cousins. I got all them cousins. I'm like, no, I'm gonna get you a deal by the time you 36. Cousin, I couldn't do it.
Right.
You know?
That's crazy.
Can't do everything.
So was there, by you taking advantage of the opportunity, or were you trying to deliver a message and what you were going to do by stepping up to the plate and say, hey, this opportunity, I was called to do this, by me doing this will show, was it something you were trying to say, do? Or?
I mean, the words came out of my mouth. Do you know what I mean? Everything that I wanted to say came out of my mouth. It was just a matter of if we wanted to hear it or not. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I do say, if I knew then what I know now,
mm-hmm.
I probably would have made a different decision.
Okay.
Do you know? Because I didn't know that saying God's gonna make it all right. We're all gonna be okay. Hey, you guys, everything's gonna be all right. sing with me now. They was like, we're not singing.
Did it surprise you how many black women attacked you after that?
Again, I think other people read every single comment.
Yeah.
I changed my number. I was getting phone calls from Africa, like all different parts. I was getting calls from Japan, like all over the world. I had to be like, all right, I'll see y'all in a minute. What I really did do was I went and I took a yoga class.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was a 200-hour class. It was a course.
Ooh. Yeah.
And I went to yoga every single day from morning until night. And I got my yoga certificate. And while all that noise was going on, I was talking to my guru and I was saying, how do you combat negativity with love? And that's all he kept teaching me how to do. So much so that I got my yoga license. And this month I'm opening up a yoga studio in New York.
I say, yes, sis.
Because what if I was at home on social media reading everything everybody said? I mean, even before that, you cannot read everything everybody says about you.
Somebody put, this was my first experience. This is how I know I think I'm doing good.
When you made it.
Yeah, this guy commented on about four or five of my last pictures, right? And he wrote like four paragraphs on each one. You black ass, long face, this, that, and the third, like football head with glasses, this, that, and the third, you look like this, that, and the third. But I'm like, who is he? And he just kept writing. I said, damn, I'm about to make it. I said, these niggas talking about. So I deleted him, right? When I said I should have just left it there because it means something.
Isn't
to
it
me.
Crazy that you have to like, go you, through that to. Come to this.
So imagine.
I never believed that until now.
You're worth talking about. If nobody's saying anything about you, you may not be doing.
If they ain't hating, you ain't popping. Exactly. And it's sad, but a lot of people can't redeem or recover from basically.
Right.
Like.
And once you get through things like that, you know, you feel like you conquer anything. You know, it's like, I got through. True. You know what I mean? She, I'm pretty sure she was in a space where it's like she said, I don't want to sing no more. I don't want to be in the public. I just want to stay to myself. I just want to do me because when I thought that I was doing right.
How can I convert my Instagram from an R&B singer page to a yogi page? How is this going to work?
Right.
And you know, people would have been on it. Oh my God, now all of us. People just be just don't judging and they be saying they unbothered and don't judge. But I'm just like, yo, like, these glass house people and these rocks that they be throwing, they gotta chill. And then sometimes it just felt like nobody ever, just like, let me explain. People just already had in their mind they was gonna be mad. So now moving forward with your new project, it's available now or what we doing?
Yeah, you can get it now. It's out through the label. And I mean, when you have your own label and your own mind, you decide when to share and what to put out and where to put it out and who to share it with. You know, everything doesn't always have to be a movie. The people who want to hear what you have to say. I will say this, though. My fans have been so ridiculously supportive of this new album. I'm overwhelmed. And I'm almost afraid to be so excited and grateful because it's like, what if I make a mistake tomorrow and like.
Then they be mad.
They be like, duh, you evildoer. But, but the response to Out of Control has been crazy. And I'm grateful. So, I mean, I just feel like it's the time of my life where if I want to release another album in 2 weeks, I will. Do you know what I mean? Because when you have your own stuff, you can just be like.
You the boss. Yes,
what's your favorite song on the album? Or
on this one, probably Vegas. Yeah, I got married in Vegas 2.5 years ago. And I got married to I Love You Like a Love Song, Baby. Like, it was just a fun day. You know what I mean? I'll never forget it, obviously. Vegas is my favorite song.
It was one I saw because I saw like the videos. What is that thing that when you sing and it's like a whole bunch of those?
Oh my
like,
goodness!
What are those called? Like,
why
did I want
they
one
let
of
me
those?
Find that? It's when you do acapella. So in school, I've sang in a lot of acapella choirs.
Right.
Gotcha.
I've recorded a lot of acapella songs. I have a song called "Be in Love" on my album "Better," and it's just all you know, 12-part harmony and all this kind of stuff. So yeah, I've been doing that on Instagram a little.
Now that joint is dope. I thought it was something that you came up with. So where I could get that thing at?
Probably
I want to try it out
on the app store.
Oh, okay. What's the name of? Where my phone? I got
a acapella app.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, that joint is dope.
I'm gonna put one out too. We all gonna do one.
Yeah,
gonna...
you've been trying to sing
ever since.
I'm gonna do it.
He sound good earlier.
He was all right.
Yeah.
Matter of fact.
What?
Was you, because everybody was in a group in school.
I used to sing in a choir, though.
Like, he cuts hair. I used to cut hair.
I do comedy. You know what's funny? I used to work at a plastic factory. But listen, right?
Like, what you mean, plastic factory, right? Like
it used to be in the mornings, right? If you ever get up, you see a pack of Chinese people sitting or standing on the corner waiting for a van to pick them up.
Yeah.
They pick them up and they take them to a warehouse to work. And I'm always wondering, I'm like, where are they going? Right? So I stood in the pack
and
I got on the van. They took me to a warehouse.
Are you serious?
It went to a plastic factory. And we used to make like the dustpans, the little paint that you pour the paint in and you put the roller in.
Yeah.
When you go to the yarnel, you pee in the yarnel, it's this little
plastic thing.
And it smells like a
perfume. Like lemon?
Like whatever. I used to make all of this stuff and they just give you an envelope at the end of the day.
With money in it?
Yeah.
Cash
money.
It was dope.
One time I forgot my lunch. I used to bring lunch with me and I used to go to the lunch room and a bunch of Chinese people were sitting there and had rice balled up in their hand. They just be eating the rice, right? And I used to have lunch. One day I forgot my lunch and they kept offering. I'm like, I don't want no rice, so I ain't had no lunch this day. And I was like, fuck, I'm hungry. And the lady was like,
you ate the rice out the hand.
So I ate the rice out the hand. The shit was good.
I'm about to say, because that rice be fluffy.
It's real good. It's a ball of rice.
Oh, you even got some coconut in it?
It was, I don't know what it was in there, but, hello? You know, that did a lot of jobs, so that was one of them under the table.
Have you ever had a regular job in life, or was you just always?
17 jobs.
Really?
I have always been a hustler.
Me too.
I mean, since I was a kid, I taught dance classes when I was in high school for $17 an hour. I was always hustling. But my very first, like, real job was at the public library.
Mm. Really?
So you are a reader.
Hello?
Yeah, I do. I love books. I'm a bookhead. Love to read. Mm-hmm.
If there's one thing that you want to leave the people with before you give out your social media handle, whether it's like a... For anybody aspiring or if they want to be a part of Rich Hipster, where can they contact and join? Because I saw if you want to join Rich Hipster University.
Yo,
and honestly, that gave me
an
idea to do. I see all these people have these classes and stuff like that, but I'm just like, why don't you learn from the people that really know how to do it? People do one lash and be like, come to my lash class. And don't have no type of experience. But you are experienced, you're seasoned, and you are a boss, and you are amazing, exceptional at what you do. So tell people where they can join the class and be a yoga, because I got to learn how to put my... Dude, you heard that pop? Let me put my legs
there's
down.
Only five.
So the yoga, the yoga, by the way, we'll be doing hip-hop yoga, Latina yoga.
I want to go
like,
there.
Fun, real, real fun. So just stay tuned to my social media for that. But Rich Hipster University is something I'm super passionate about.
Okay.
Because wherever I go, people are always asking me questions. I could be buying drawers at Victoria's Secret and somebody say,
where you get
how do you, you know, do this? And I always hate leaving people without an answer. It's probably because my parents are teachers. I always want to teach. Gives me goosebumps thinking about it. I'm such a cornball. But so, richhipsteruniversity.com, I've created a bunch of different courses. The next course that's coming out starts next Monday, the 21st.
Gotcha.
But it's the Authentic Writers course. I find when I bring students into the studio, they have a really hard time telling the truth about their life. And so, the Authentic Writers course is a 5-week program. But you can go to www.richhipsteruniversity.com. Mm-hmm. We're having some business courses, writers courses, social media courses, marketing, all different types of things. And it's a lot of fun. You meet a lot of like-minded people and you get your business together. You got to learn about royalties.
Is it inside
of
class or online or both?
It's all online. We also have retreats and things like that that are coming to the yoga studio so people can come and meet us and do some live critique and all that kind of stuff.
You need Wi-Fi.
Yeah, but just real quick, the Rich Hipster Studios, there'll be dance, voice, and yoga. And a lot of the stuff from the university will be implemented at the studio. So you'll hear more about that later.
And where can they follow you on social media?
Yeah, so Chrisette Michelle, Chrisette, Michelle, is me on Instagram. Hang out with me there. The link in my bio brings you to everything.
Got you.
Yeah.
Ooh. Real upfront, open, and honest. And we really appreciate you for joining us today on the Little Mo Show.
I'm mad we couldn't get no vocals.
Ask me to hold on.
All right.
Here's my living in vain. Here's my living in vain.
Hello?
Ain't that the song they always sing in high school when there was like sex sign?
And then when it gets to the
kill.
No, of course not.
Of course not.
Hey.
It's
what?
Not all in vain.
Do that.
Oh, yeah. For up the road. Is it time to gain? Thank you to Next Level.
Into
OG Podcast Network. Into you.
And what?
Everybody.
What?
That's peeking. It's and
what?
That is sneaking.
What?
And that is freaking.
Uzi.
Hey.
Uh-oh.
If it wasn't for you, there would be no me. And I thank you too. The family. I'm trying to keep the beat. That's y'all. That's like one of my favorite songs. The Clark Sisters. Everybody love them some Twiggy, Kern, Dorinda, Jackie. Cause everybody said, what do Jackie say? I said she holds that low note.